Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is February the 11th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Numbers chapters 7 to 9, leaving a legacy behind by investing in others. We read in Numbers chapter 8 verses 23 to 26 like this. Then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, "This is what pertains to the Levites. From 25 years old and above, one may enter to perform service in the work of the tabernacle of meeting. And at the age of 50 years, they must cease performing this work and shall work no more. They may minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of meeting to attend to needs, but they themselves shall do no work. Thus you shall do to the Levites regarding their duties." This concluding paragraph of the book of Numbers, chapter 8, gives us a good summary of this chapter as well as provides us a report on the action of the priests and the people in obedience to God's word. The first 10 chapters of the book of Numbers details a significant pattern as it starts with an announcement of God's word, followed by the details of that word, and finally ends with a report of compliance. We would then naturally expect that obedience by the priest and the people will regularly follow God's commands as they make their way in their journey to the promised land. In this summarized statement for the Levites, God announces that the Levites were to serve from 25 years of age to the age of 50. However, in Numbers chapter 4 verse 3, the starting age was 30 years. It may be possible that the lower age limit of 30 years would apply to those who carried the tabernacle through the wilderness, and the lower age limit of 25 years apply to those who would provide their services in the tabernacle after it had been set up in the promised land. It is also possible that the additional 5 years may be some sort of apprenticeship or a time of preparatory learning. In 1 Chronicles chapter 23 verses 24 to 26, David lowered the age of Levitical service to 20 because transportation of the tabernacle was no longer necessary. Still later on, the age was lowered to 20, probably because of different circumstances. On the other end, God set an age limit of 50 years for retirement, after which those retiring would not engage in active duty or heavy work, but could continue in some kind of supervisory capacity doing ministry through overseeing the work of others. The upper age of 50 marked the point of retirement from active tabernacle service, but men older than that were to continue as watchmen guarding the premises. Even after they retired, the Levites were told that they should minister to their brethren and attend to their needs. Even though their retirement age was 50, but after that they were to serve others with hearts of love. It can be pointed out that the Levites are pictures of Christian believers who are redeemed, cleansed, and set apart to serve the Lord, having no inheritance on the earth. In fact, our lives take on a new meaning when we invest in others. Someone has said that we should aim for success until we are 40 years old, and thereafter we should aim for significance. Through our years upon this earth, we attain a lot of wisdom and practical knowledge, and we should be willing to share that with younger generation who are closely following our footsteps. Let's leave a legacy behind by investing in the lives of other people. As we read the words of Apostle Peter that he had penned in his first letter, chapter 5, verses 1 to 4 like this. "The elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion but willingly, not for dishonest gain but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away."